USA Radio News with Wendy King.
On his first trip to the State Department since taking office, President Biden had words of encouragement.
America is back. Diplomacy is back at the center of our foreign policy.
The president said he wants to work things out diplomatically, but the U.S. will once again stand up against aggression.
I made it clear to President Putin, in a manner very different from my predecessor, that the days of the United States rolling over in the face of Russia's aggressive actions, interfering with our elections, cyber attacks, poisoning its citizens, are over.
He said he'll stop the withdrawal of troops stationed in Germany, in support for Saudi Arabia's military offensive in Yemen, and make support for LGBTQ rights a cornerstone of democracy. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
The House has voted to strip Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene of her committee positions over past comments she made promoting executing Democratic lawmakers and conspiracy theories. In a 230 to 199 vote, Greene's House colleagues voted to oust the newly elected Georgia Republican from the Education and Budget Committees. The vote was largely divided along party lines, with 11 Republicans joining Democrats in their vote to remove Greene from the committees. Lawmakers took issue with her past comments that included calling for violence against political leaders, including House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, as well as questioning school shootings and spreading anti-Semitic conspiracy theories. In remarks on the House floor before the vote, Greene expressed regret for the statements, some of which she claimed were made by people who were running her social media accounts. Greene was also known for supporting QAnon conspiracy theories. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Justice Department Inspector General Michael Horowitz testified in Congress about the Trump administration's hardline immigration policy, which separated parents and children at the Mexico border. Horowitz appeared before the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee for a hearing entitled Accountability and Lessons Learned from the Trump Administration's Child Separation Policy. As the department's chief internal watchdog, Horowitz has been critical in the reviews of former President Trump's policies, including his zero-tolerance immigration stance. Horowitz said that then-Attorney General Jeff Sessions knew years ago that the administration's position on immigration would break up families. He said the Department of Homeland Security and Justice failed to consult with other key officials like U.S. attorneys at the border states, U.S. Marshals, or the Health and Human Services Department, which was tasked in caring for the children who'd been separated. The Trump administration separated more than 3,000 children and parents at the border, which grew international outrage. Trump's change swamped the courts, detention centers, and law enforcement agencies, according to Horowitz. They became overwhelmed by the influx. Border officials ultimately lost track of some of their parents, and many were deported without their children. Hundreds are still missing. The Trump administration later rescinded the order to separate families in 2018 after a judge halted the practice, but advocates say children were still being separated a year later. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.